You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight. Because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Are you nervous?
A little.
What if she's in there?
Well, that's a point, ain't it? She never missed one of Bobby Blue's shows when he came through, so I figured this is the place to start. We'll go to all of them and eventually we'll find her.
But...
we'll find her, Annie.
Okay. Never seen him in person before.
Me neither.
Do you see her?
My eyes are still adjusting.
Hey, sit down!
Ladies, there's an empty table toward the front.
Come on.
Sorry, excuse me.
Here.
Well, hey there.
Oh, hey, Susan. I didn't know you were working here.
Yeah, well, you know. Nice to see y'all. What can I get you two to drink?
Nothing for me, thanks.
I'm real sorry. We got a 2-drink minimum. I'd let it slide, but my manager...
Huh? Oh, sure. A beer. Whatever you got, it doesn't matter.
All righty. And for you, Annie?
Do you have any of that pre-mixed pina colada stuff?
No, we're not that fancy.
Oh. Okay, I'll have an amaretto sour, please.
Sure thing. I'll be right back with your drink.
Thank you very much. She's not here, Lana.
Not yet. We have to wait.
Okay. Lana?
What?
Say she does come. What then?
What then?
Yeah, I mean... you can't make her come home if she doesn't want to.
We'll talk to her.
Well, what will you say?
I'll ask her why she left. Where she's been. I'll just tell her to come home.
I miss her too.
Yeah.
I like his voice, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty good.
And he's handsome.
I guess.
This is... well, it's actually kind of... nice, ain't it?
Yeah. No. I mean, we're not here to have a good time.
I know, but... well, I didn't expect to, but... aren't you kind of enjoying yourself anyway? Enjoying the music?
Maybe a little.
I'm glad we did this. Even if she doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Bobby Blue is the most popular crooner in the Tri-Counties. When he plays at the Wolf Trap Lounge, folks come from as far away as Good Hope Farms to hear his dulcet tones. Annie and Lana are there for a different reason. They're on a mission where there's no room for distractions. But distractions are everywhere. In Uncanny County. In life or loss.
Thanks, folks. Thanks a lot. You've been great. I'll be here all week.
Did you hear that, Annie? He'll be back tomorrow. She might come then. We have to come back.
Okay. We'll come back tomorrow. Really good.
Yeah, he is, but she wasn't here.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You ready? Oh my gosh, look.
What?
No, don't look.
But you just said.
It's Bobby Blue. He's coming over here.
Evening, ladies.
Mr. Blue, you were great. Really great.
Well, thank you. You're very kind, and call me Bobby.
Did you hear that, Lana? He says we can call him Bobby.
And what do I call you?
Oh, I'm Annie, and this is my sister, Lana.
Lana? Well, that's a beautiful name. Did you enjoy the show, Lana?
I did. Very much.
Say, now, didn't I see you two in the audience last night and the night before?
Oh, yeah. We came back. Oh, don't worry. We're not stalking you or nothing. We're just looking for someone.
Oh, who's that then?
Our sister, Ginger. She kind of
vanished.
Ran away.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Well, what makes you think she'd come here?
Well, you were, are her favorite. She never missed a show when you came through. The night she left, she was gonna hear you play.
Oh, the picture. Show him the picture.
Oh, yeah. Here.
Pretty. Like her sister's.
Thank you. Have you
seen her? No. No, I wish I had. I'm real sorry.
Well, it was a long shot.
But now that I know, I'll keep an eye out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
So, Lana, Annie, will I see you tomorrow?
Sure, yeah.
And you, Lana?
Yeah, maybe. yes.
Good. I'm real happy to hear that. Well, you ladies have a good night.
Good night. Did you see that? Did you see the way he was looking at you?
What are you talking about?
He likes you!
No.
He does.
You think so?
Yes, he was smitten. I'm always right about these things. You have to go out with him.
Annie, he hasn't asked me.
He will. Tomorrow. He's so dreamy in that voice. It gives me the shivers.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
You are so gonna marry Bobby Blue.
Thanks for coming to the show again, ladies.
You were terrific. Again.
Yeah, you were.
How about some more drinks?
Maybe in a minute. I gotta run to the ladies' room.
Annie?
Oh, no thanks. I've got a pitch tomorrow.
Pitch?
Yeah, I'm pitcher for the store's softball team. The grocery store, where me and Lana work. We're playing Hobie's Hardware. Big rivalry.
Wow, well, I bet that's something to watch.
It is.
You been playing long?
Oh, yeah, my whole life, practically.
Does Lana play, too?
Oh, no. She's more the creative type. Or she used to be before...
Before your sister left?
Yeah.
It's been hard on her. Hard on you both, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, it has. Oh, here she comes.
What'd I miss?
Annie was just telling me about her amazing arm.
Speaking of, I should get going. Gotta be up early.
Oh. Okay, well, let me just...
No, you stay. Don't stop having fun on my account. The night's still young. Right, Bobby?
Yes, it is. Stay a while, Lana. Have another drink with me.
Well...
Okay, bye.
But, Annie... She's gone.
Like a bat out of hell. Must be some game.
Hobie's Hardware.
So I'm told.
Big rivalry.
That's what I hear.
So... Here we are.
Yes. Here we are. Lana? Never mind.
What?
This is gonna sound crazy.
Tell me.
Have you ever met someone and you could swear you've known them before, even though there's no way you could have?
I don't know.
Well, what I'm saying is, lots of women, they come to my shows, but you... you stand out from the crowd. You're like this bright gold light shining out from a sea of gray.
No one's ever said anything like that to me before.
Well, that's a travesty, one that must be rectified immediately.
Rectified? How?
Let's go somewhere quiet, and I'll treat your ears to the kind of sweet words you deserve. I wish I were staying somewhere more romantic. But it was either this or that clown motel.
Oh, that's gone.
It is?
Yeah.
You're so beautiful, Lana.
Really?
Well, hell yes. You're the kind of girl that, well, men write songs about.
Are you gonna write a song about me?
Well, I'm thinking about it. Would you like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would. I never had a song written about me.
Well, that is gonna change. You can be my muse.
Your muse?
Yeah. Now, Annie was telling me you're quite the artist yourself.
Well, she was exaggerating.
Annie sure doesn't seem the type to fib. Tell me about your art.
Oh. Well, I paint rocks.
Rocks?
Yeah. I paint them to look like animals, mostly. It's way more interesting than it sounds.
I'm sure it is.
See, I'll find a rock I like. I know the right one when I feel it. And I see where the rock's natural features suggest an animal. Like how a ridge might look like the outline of an ear or a paw or something. Then I paint it. I sort of bring out the animal inside.
Well, what kind of animals?
Oh, all kinds. But mostly, you know, circular ones. Like cats curled up sleeping or little bunnies all scrunched up with their ears back. Those really lend themselves to the medium, what with most rocks being sort of roundish and all.
Well, sure.
It's silly.
It doesn't sound silly to me. I'd love to see them sometime.
Oh, well, it's been a while since I did, Annie.
Your sister, what exactly happened to her?
Oh, Ginger.
I hope you don't mind me asking. It's just, well, it seems to have made its mark on you.
Yeah. Well, she's our baby sister. Kind of a hellraiser. Oh, don't misunderstand me. She's the kind of soul you'll ever meet. Always rescuing strays. Would give you her last dime if you needed it. And real smart. She could make straight A's blindfolded. But she wants to do what she wants to do, you know? Anyways, she was grounded for ditching class and she got in a big fight with our folks about going to your show. She snuck out to see you play and never came home.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
Well, I know, but I can't help but feel responsible.
You're not. If anything, you've been...
What?
A comfort. Anyway, she's out there somewhere. I can feel it, and I'm gonna find her.
Well, I'll do whatever I can to help.
Thank you.
Lena.
What?
I'm sorry. It's just... Well, I can't help it. I'm heading out tomorrow, and I can't bear the thought of leaving you. Is that nuts?
No, it's not nuts. I don't want you to leave me either.
Then come home with me.
Home?
My home. I got this big old house in the country and no one to share it with.
And you want to share it with me?
I want to share everything with you. Will you come?
Yes, I'll come. This is your house?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
You're beautiful.
And it's so quiet and peaceful out here.
Yeah, I like getting away from people.
Look at all these tapes. Are those 8-tracks?
Yeah. Now, you can listen to anything you want, except those. Those are master copies, so we don't play those.
Wow.
So, do you like it?
Of course I like it.
Good. It's important to me that you like it here.
It is?
It is.
Why's that?
Well, you're my muse now, aren't you? Gotta keep you happy. Now, the tour. This here's the den. There's a patio through those doors. I like to sit out there and write my songs. We'll go out there in a minute. And, well, here's the kitchen. What do you like to eat?
Oh, pretty much anything. Except raisins.
Raisins are banned from here on out.
Good.
Now, upstairs...
Wait. What's in there?
Oh, Well, that's my studio. I'd show you, but, well, it's kind of my personal sanctuary. I'm the only person that goes in there. It's an energy thing.
Oh, of course. I get that.
The rest of the house is all yours. Here, let me show you. Now, you're sure you'll be all right with me gone?
I'm a grown woman, Bobby Blue.
Well, tell me not to go. Tell me to stay right here, and I'll cancel my shows.
You're not canceling your shows. I'll be fine. Annie's taking the bus up to spend the weekend.
Well, I can't compete with Annie.
No, you can't.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I almost forgot. Here are the keys. Front door, back door.
What's this one?
Oh, you won't need that one. Studio.
Oh, right.
I'll be back Monday. I love you.
I love you.
But, you know, by then it was just a big hole in the ground. Jim sure thought that was funny.
Big Jim or Little Jim?
Canadian Jim.
Oh. Refill?
Yes, please. This pre-mixed pina colada stuff is my favorite beverage.
I know it is.
Hey, are those rocks?
They are.
You're doing your rock painting again.
Yes, I am. I found all these around here. Look at this one.
Wow, that's a beauty. Let me see. It's got some real heft to it. What's it gonna be?
I was thinking maybe an otter. But, you know, curled up.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. You know, I just gotta say this. You seem so happy.
Yeah? I guess I am.
To be honest, you were starting to worry me. I mean, we were all broken up about Ginger, but you seemed to take it, well, really hard. But it wasn't just that. It was your single-mindedness about it. Like, finding her was all you thought about.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to be that way anymore. I mean, I'm not saying you don't think about her. We all do, but, well, you've let something good in, and that makes me happy.
Something good. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's in there?
That? Oh, that's Bobby's studio.
A real music studio? Can I see?
Oh, no one's allowed in there except Bobby. I haven't even been in there.
Aren't you curious?
No. I mean, sure, but he has his reasons.
Oh, come on. He's not here. What could it hurt? We won't touch anything. He'll never know.
Well,
just a tiny peek.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt. Just don't touch anything.
I swear.
All right. I think it's this case.
Yay! Is there a light?
Hang on. I think I found it. Oh, my.
Who? Who are they? Lana, who are all these women? And what's wrong with them? Why aren't they moving?
Ginger.
What? Oh my God. Ginger.
Ginger. Ginger, it's us. Lana and Annie. Ginger, can you hear me? What's wrong with her? Her eyes are open, but she's just
empty. They're all empty.
Annie, what is this? What's happening?
I don't know, but we have to get out of here now.
We can't leave them here.
Lana, look how many there are. We need to take Ginger and get far away from here. Then we call the police.
But Bobby...
I don't think Bobby's the man we thought he was.
Ow!
What? What is it?
The key, it's hot.
Hot?
Oh, God.
Baby?
You have to hide.
Baby, you're never gonna believe this.
But...
Go!
My manager got the dates wrong. The shows aren't until next weekend. I don't know why I keep that guy around. I guess I'm just a softie. Lana?
Here.
There you are. Come here. How's Annie?
What?
Annie, your sister. She was supposed to come visit?
Oh. Oh, she couldn't come after all. She's sick.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
But you're here, so... It worked out then.
I guess it did. Baby, are you all right?
Uh-huh.
Are you cooking something? My key. Your hand. Let me see. Yeah, if someone other than me uses that key, it glows red hot. Come on, let's put some ice on that. The others, they look too. Just couldn't help themselves, I guess. I get it. Here. Better?
What did you do to them?
My muses? I found their songs.
What are you talking about?
Well, see, everybody has a song inside them, a tune that resonates with their spirit. And I got a knack, I guess, when I bring a woman to live here, learn her, love her, till I know everything about her, everything that's important anyway, what's essential. Well, when I know her that way, I turn on my recorder and lay down a track. When I play her song, her spirit can't help but follow it right onto the tape.
You trapped my sister on an 8-track?
Oh, not trapped. Saved. She's saved there forever.
But why? Why would you do that?
They're my muses.
And their bodies. You leave their bodies alive?
What would you have me do? Kill them? Well, I'm not a monster.
There's so many of them. How can there be so many?
Well, I'm not as young as I look.
How old are you?
Old enough.
Let them go, please.
I can't, darling.
Why not?
Oh, I need them.
Need them for what?
To live. Without them, I would have dried up long ago.
You mean your music career would have dried up?
No, I would have. They keep me young.
What are you some kind of demon?
Demon?
Like a vampire or something.
Or something.
Well, what? What are you?
Do you really need to have a label for everything? I'm just Bobby.
And Ginger?
She peeked. I told her not to.
And me?
Oh, Lana, I hoped that you would be the one that didn't open that door. I thought we could be happy. I thought maybe... But I can't let you leave. You understand. Hey, don't run. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I love you, Lana.
If you loved me, you'd let me go.
Don't worry. You'll be safe. You'll be saved.
What are you...
I think I know your song by now, darling. I've been inside you, inside your head. I know you. I know you. It goes something like this.
Stop. Please.
Your spirit. It's sad, but still sweet and hopeful. That's right, sweetheart. Follow the music. That's it. Just let go.
What? Annie?
Lana, can you hear me?
What did you...
Your otter rock. I saw my chance and I took it. Took a little more power than a softball, but I adjusted. Are you okay?
I think so. He's... Is he...
Just knocked out. We don't have much time. You got any rope?
There's some... What'd you call them? Zip ties in that drawer. What about Ginger and the others?
If I understand this right, he's got their life forces saved on some tapes somewhere. Any idea where that might be?
No. Oh, yes, the tapes, the master tapes that I'm not supposed to play. Over there.
Look, this one says Ginger. Okay, I figure if he trapped them by hitting record and he won't let you touch the tapes, let's see what happens if we hit play.
No!
Shut up, Bobby. That's Ginger's song.
It's beautiful. Shut up, you!
Is anyone there? Hello? Someone help me. Please.
Ginger, it's Annie. Step back away from the door, sweetie.
Okay.
Ginger. Oh, honey, are you okay?
I think so. Last thing I remember is... Bobby? What happened? Who are all those women?
Later, sweetie.
Annie, call 911.
Lana, look.
What's wrong with him? He looks about 10 years older.
Jesus. If each of those women gave him 10 years of life, then he must be...
really, really old. Put in the next tape and take Ginger in the other room.
No, please, baby.
I'm not your baby.
What are you gonna do? You're not gonna hurt Bobby, are
you? I love you. And up until an hour ago, you loved me.
Lies. It was all lies.
But not for me. My feelings are true. They're always true.
Annie, get her out of here.
Shouldn't we wait for the sheriff?
No, I want to see this through.
No!
Come on, Ginger.
Lana, think about what you're doing. I'll die.
Yes.
I don't want to die. I want more life.
I know, but you've had more than your share.
So, that pile of dust in there is Bobby Blue?
Yes, Deputy.
Huh. That's a real shame. I liked his voice.
Now is not the time for musical criticism, Deputy.
Oh, right.
Will you be wanting us to come down to the station, Sheriff?
Eventually. We'll need to interview all of the victims. But for now, well, I'm sure their families are anxious to see him. The ones who still have families, that is. Some of them have been here a long, long time.
What will become of them?
I don't know.
Bobby has had a lot of money. Maybe they should have it to start their lives over.
That's a real nice idea, Lana. Something for the lawyers to sort out. I know a good one who can also detail your car. But don't worry about that right now. One of my deputies will drive you home. We need to head over to the hospital to check on the other victims. Ginger, are you sure you don't want to have a doctor check you out?
I'm sure. I feel okay, and I just want to go home.
Well, you just call if there's anything you need.
Thank you.
Hey, Sheriff. Anyone ever written a song for you?
Are you kidding? I got a whole damn songbook. Now get in the car.
This is KODD, and we're taking your requests. This next one goes out to Bonnie from her sweetheart, Chad. No surprise here. It's the latest from the one and only... Bobby Blue.
Fast in a canoe, Diller! Turn that off!
But Sheriff, this is my jam!
Deputy, do I need to remind you that this is your first day?
Oh, right. Sorry, Sheriff.
Lana? Annie, I...
No. Honey, don't you dare say you're sorry.
But I am. I feel so... stupid.
You're not stupid, and you got nothing to be sorry about. He almost got Lana, too.
He did. He would have had me for sure if Annie hadn't been here.
How come he couldn't hypnotize you, Annie?
I reckon it's because he didn't try. He can only mesmerize one person at a time, I expect. What was it like in there?
It wasn't bad. I don't remember much.
Really?
Yeah, not much. Lana?
What is it?
You killed him.
Yes, I did.
How
do I feel about it? We found you. We freed all those women. We stopped a predator. I feel just fine.
I can't believe I ever thought he was handsome.
Well, he was handsome.
Yeah, he was. But it goes to show you that looks and talent just aren't enough.
Yes, I find that not cannibalizing my life force is an appealing quality in a gentleman.
Remember that next time.
Next time? You've got to be kidding me.
Let's go home.
Can we get food? I feel like I haven't eaten in months.
Well, I guess you haven't. Wait, how are you still alive?
You know, Mom always warned us about dating musicians.
When you meet someone with the voice of an angel, you'd better make sure they're not the devil in disguise. Fortunately, the girls made it out safe and sound, and it would seem that the world is safe from the likes of Bobby Blue. But I suspect his music will live on, and on, and on, the way it does in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, The Ballad of Bobby Blue, was written by Allison Crane with music by Matthew C. Pritchard. It was produced by A.J. Cermak and Matthew C. Pritchard with sound design and music direction by Matthew C. Pritchard. It was mastered by Anthony Thompson. It featured Shirin Tanadi as Lana, Jenny Kerlin as Annie, and Pat McRoberts as Bobby, along with the vocal talents of Allison Crane, Colleen Liss, William Franke, Nicole Greedy, and a special guest appearance by David Cummings. Music and lyrics for the song Be Bold were written by Matthew C. Pritchard. Music and lyrics for Let the Music Capture You were written by Matthew C. Pritchard. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County. This is the last episode of Season 1. We'll be back before long, but in the meantime, if you've been enjoying the show, please tell your friends, leave us a review on iTunes, and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Uncanny County. Most importantly, all of us at Uncanny County want to say thanks to you, all of our listeners, for helping make our first season such a great success. Now to close out the season, here's Pat McRoberts singing Let the Music Capture You by Matthew C. Pritchard.
Now you hear the breeze.